Hey, this is Rebecca Dirks with PremierGuitar.com. We're here with great bass player Victor Wooten, and we're about to check out the basses, amps, effects you're using on tour right now. You want to start with the basses?
Sure, sure. I'm using three four-string Fodera guitars. They're the Monarch style. Two of them are very, very similar. We'll start with this one. This is the Yin-Yang model. Four-string, this one I recently added a Kaler tremolo bar. With the bass. Oh, you know, I'll go ahead and point this out. This is a snapjack cable. It just comes apart with a magnet, like that. Very, very cool. Makes no sound, but the bass is still on. But it makes that, you know, no popping noise. Very nice. But this is a Fodera guitar, and I have two of the Yin-Yang models with me. I always usually bring two of the same basses, just so I'm always covered. So, the second one is over here in this stand. Very similar, but slightly different. But they're regular, you know, strung up, regular EADG. This is an older model, Fodera. It's still an old Monarch style. Has my name inlaid on it. This is my second Fodera that I've ever owned. And I this one is tuned as a tenor bass. I got the idea from Stanley Clark. So it's strung up A, D, G, and C. There's no low E string. So it's like the four high strings of a six-string bass, so it's strung up that way. Those are the three basses that I have on tour. While we're back here, I'll go ahead and look at these Harkey High Drive speaker cabinets. These are my High Drive cabinets. The speakers have four tens in this one. They're half aluminum, half paper. And down at the bottom, there's a 15 that's built the same way, half aluminum, half paper, made by Harkey, and it's a High Drive cabinet. And you can't see it from this angle, but back behind there, in a rack, I have two LH1000 Harkey amps, preamps. They're 1,000 watts each. And for this show, since I'm only using one stack of cabinets, I'm only using one of the LH1000s. But I pretty much always travel with two because I like the power.
All right. And with the basses, yes. Real quick, I see you've got the hair scrunchies on there. You want to talk about how you use those?
Sure. Well, I got this idea from Reggie, my brother who plays guitar. And all these are is just a little hair tie, ponytail holder from the drugstore. I'll go to Walgreens or somewhere and find the ones. This one is totally worn out. I need a new one. But when I have it back here behind the nut, it doesn't do anything. But when I pull it down, I can get various degrees of muting the strings. So it can help me keep the open strings from ringing. Or I can put it right on top of a harmonic, and then I have an open string harmonic if I want. So one of the many ideas I've stolen from my brothers. Yes. Techniques, theories, all kinds of stuff I get from my brothers.
All right, let's check out what's on the floor.
Now, on the floor, I start with my sign from our merch guy who reminds me to talk about the merchandise that he's selling in the lobby. That's very critical because I always forget. But I'll start with this Boss GT6B. This pedal is just a multi-effects pedal. And I use it also tonight. I'll be using it as my tuner. And, you know, I use it for very little things like reverb, a little bit of reverb. And sometimes I'll use an octaver and stuff like that. But it does everything. Then over here, I've been switching back and forth between two different distortion pedals. One made by a company called Source Audio. But this is one that I found in Germany made by a guy named Rodenberg. This happens to be the Lee Ritenour signature model. But there's two distortions in it. There's the 909 distortion, and then their 808 distortion. And this 707 is just a clean boost where I can just boost a signal because, you know, we always need a little more volume. And it's a very, very cool, good-sounding pedal. And the best way for me to learn what a piece of gear does is to bring it out on the road and test it. So I'm bringing it out here and checking it out, and it sounds good. And I've also been using an effects pedal in place of the Boss. I've been trying out a new pedal by Zoom. It's like a B9, I think it is. But it's a similar pedal, a multi-effects, and I use that one too. So different tours, I'll go back and forth between different gear.
Cool. Yeah, you definitely like to kind of try things out. I was reading on your website about how you came to get the Harkey cabinets and stuff through quite an in-depth testing process.
So. Yeah, I took a whole year just to try out as much equipment as I could and then settled on the Harkey.
Anything else especially want to discuss, like strings or anything that you use?
I can tell you that the strings are made by the same company that makes the basses, Fodera. Fodera strings, they're nickel strings. I like the nickel over steel because of the way they feel. The steel strings for me seem to grip my hands too much. The nickel ones allow me to slide a little bit better. And the gauges from my G string, high to low, is 40 on my G, 55, 75, and 95. So for a lot of people, they're light. But when Reggie first started teaching me, my first real instrument was one of his extra guitars when I was about 4 or 5 years old, and I played bass on that. And so I kind of got used to the small neck, the small string, light gauge, and I've just stayed there. It makes me feel comfortable. Yeah.
Any other gear you want to discuss before we wrap it up?
You know, I didn't bring, you know, the things that I normally bring if I'm doing some of the shows. With this touring with the Stanley Clark Band, we're not playing that long. We're each playing a little over an hour, sharing the stage. And so I don't have as many of the pedals and things. But I also don't really need them, especially having my brothers on keys and guitar and DeRico. I don't have to do much affecting, you know. Yeah. So it's a pretty simple setup, but hopefully it sounds good.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for taking some time to show us around. We're here talking to Reggie Wooten about his gear. Let's start with the guitar. What are you playing tonight?
Today I'm playing a Ned Steinberger guitar. You see it's a headless model. There's no tuning keys up here. I started using it because it was small and it could fit on the airplane. And they wouldn't make me pay for another seat for my guitar or either check it. So it's a great guitar. EMG pickups. Two humbuckers, so, and it has a single coil for the Strat sound and two humbuckers for the more heavier sound. A little whammy bar. This is also what they call a trans trim. So this thing, if I press it down, it can lock. This little metal piece right here will lock. And I can get like 5 different tunings. And it's actually in tune pretty good. So I like it, and it's easy to travel with. I have some other guitars, but I've been playing this one because we've been traveling a lot.
All right, and what's this do here?
Now, what this does here, a lot of people ask those questions. These are actually just hair ties. You get them from your sister or from Walmart. They're nothing special, but they mute the strings, okay? So, like tonight, I do some slapping and some popping. And then these mutes just hold the strings quiet so it doesn't make a lot of noise. If I didn't have these up there, it'd be like a lot of banging around. So they're basically mutes, also keeps the strings quiet when I'm doing tapping or any extracurricular stuff.
Yep, absolutely. And what amps are you playing through then?
Okay, I'm mainly playing through this PV here. My clean sound is coming through the PV. And then I'm just using a little bit of chorus. I actually made a chorus from a harmonizer. I just kind of detuned the guitar a little bit and then put the tuned guitar, the straight guitar with the detuned guitar, and it makes a chorus sound. So that's all I use there. I have distortion in the amp that I use sometimes. I like the PV distortion. And then when I want to boost it up a little bit more, I just turn on the Marshall, and both distortions are running at the same time. So I use the PV distortion, which has a lot of gain, and then the Marshall distortion, which just has that Marshall sound. And when you turn them both on together, it starts to rock pretty good. They think you're crazy. And that's basically it. But I play a lot of clean stuff with Victor. And so the clean sound's definitely coming through the PV. Because the PV has like some extra little, has like an extra EQ where you can pull out. It's made for EQ. These knobs pull in and out for that bright sound EQ. There's another one there. So that's what I like about the PV amps, that the real bright sound.
And you've got a handful of pedals on the floor over here too, right?
Sure. It's not that complicated. Well, the first pedal there is just the Marshall pedal, which just changes channel. So I use one channel for the Marshall just for off, and then when I step on it, that distortion kicks in. And the second one, the long one's my PV, and that just clicked from the clean sound to the other channel. I do have a Ibanez Super Metal pedal, which is another distortion sound, not quite as, it's more of a crunch sound, it's not quite as thick, and I use that sometimes. We do some tunes where I have to use an octave box. just to get another octave on the guitar. Sounds crazy. And then there's my tuner on the end. And that's about it.
Pretty simple, straightforward setup. It works for you.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And do you have any other, you know, guitars that you use, say, in the studio or gear,
yes,
like, that goes beyond this? Is this kind of a strip-down, right?
Yeah, a lot of people know me for my orange Kramer. It's, like, real souped up. It's got, like, technology in there. It's kind of weird. It's on the bus, and that's my main guitar. But for this tour, it's just easy to use this. It kind of fits what we're doing. I'm not jumping around or doing my James Brown moves as much on this tour. So, and we're playing a few smaller rooms, so this guitar seems to fit.
All right, sounds good. Well, thanks for taking a second and showing us what you're working with tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Awesome. This is Rebecca Dirks for PremierGuitar.com.